Live the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. Good to have you here. Three big things for you to know right now as we head into this hour of the program. Number one, you can see more snow for the weekend. I'm here to tell you, hey, Grand Rapids, you're on a record-setting pace for snow, by the way. Number two, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis won't be seeing snow, but he'll be visiting Michigan and Naples. Maybe he will. And number three, the Senate seat that Alyssa Slotkin has her eyes on, Debbie Stabenow's seat. Alyssa Slotkin, this is the headlines in the Detroit News. Alyssa Slotkin fed up with school shootings. She's betting voters are too. Yeah, I think she's right about that. It's just the solution she has might not be the same. She put her foot on the gas and drove 90 miles an hour on Interstate 69 to East Lansing when she heard about the active shooting at Michigan State. Setting up a mobile office of sorts in the basement of the police department where the mayor was also stationed, they monitored the police scanners as the night progressed, and the toll of the tragedy became clear. Three students dead, five critically injured. Slotkin had to step out for the second time in 15 months because she was at Oxford High School as well. Slotkin and her team also know that federal grants are available to communities after mass shootings. They knew what counseling would be helpful to first responders who had transported wounded and dying kids. They knew that in the coming days it would be important for her and other elected officials to be present in the community to hear and pray with people as they grieved. She had the unenviable distinction of being the only U.S. House member to represent two communities torn apart by the trauma of mass school shootings. And she continues to blame Republicans for refusing to negotiate on gun reforms or acknowledge what she called basic safety issues for kids. With MSU, I gave myself about 10 minutes to feel that way, and then it was just white-hot rage. This time around, I had just pushed me to the limit. I don't usually engage out of anger, but this one pushed me over the top. She has made it clear that gun violence will be central to her platform for the United States Senate, which includes the kitchen table and supply chain issues that helped her win three close House races since 2018. But as America moves to less gun control, is this really going to work for her? That's my question to you, Michigan. I mean, you look at the package of 11 bills put forth by the Democrats in the State House and State Senate thus far. There's not a bill there. Not a bill there that would have changed what happened at Oxford High School or what happened at Michigan State. Background checks on all guns, universal background checks as they are called. Yes, most people support that. Safe storage, very questionable. Saying you have to lock up your guns if kids might have an encounter with a gun. Well, if you live in a house and somehow a kid gets into your stuff, well, they need to be smart about that. But they're basically going to turn you into a felon, so they want you to lock your guns up at home. Oh, and taking away concealed carry allowances, what is that going to do? Oh, and red flag laws, extreme warnings, extreme danger. None of those things would have made any difference at Michigan State or in Oxford. None of those things. You know, background checks, storage of weapons, limits on magazine capacity, 14-day waiting periods to buying firearms, that's all been put out there. Slotkin's sense of shifting public opinion, though, is largely anecdotal. She cited the crush of calls that she got after the MSU shooting, many from gun-owning Republicans, hunters, and sportsmen, she says, who urged her to do something to protect the kids. Here's what you can do. Put special resource officers in every school. In every school. We're going to tell the world that as a state where many of us grew up hunting and being sportsmen, where it's part of our tradition, we can protect our children and our Second Amendment rights. You see, here's the problem. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. You know, I'm pretty sure that the people that wrote the Second Amendment weren't coming home from deer camp. They're coming home from a revolution where they shot British soldiers in the face and killed them at Lexington and Concord and elsewhere, who saw their own comrades get shot and killed by the most powerful army on earth. It wasn't about deer camp. God, that's annoying. Slotkin said that she has got to carry a Glock and an M4 while deployed alongside troops in Iraq. What's happening over there is the death knell of a movement that has no care and consideration for our kids, and that's crap. The idea that Alyssa Slotkin, and here's the thing, she said, if you're not willing to have a conversation about gun control, then you're part of the problem. You don't care about kids. I've been standing here begging Alyssa Slotkin to have a conversation with me. There are 133,000 K-12 school buildings in America, 133,000. If you put a new special officer in all 133,000 buildings at an average salary of $80,000, that would cost $11.5 billion a year. Are we willing to do that? Every school that has somebody, you get somebody. And if you don't need somebody, like Detroit Public Schools has its own police department, right? How many public mass shootings have there been in Detroit?
The number is zero.
There are schools in this country, in places like Tennessee and Kentucky and Texas, that allow their staff to carry concealed if they choose to. You know how many mass school shootings you've had at the places where teachers and staff can carry concealed?
Zero is the number again.
There are things we can do to protect our children. When my daughter went to college, and I went to visit her, big campus, comparable to Michigan State, you couldn't get in any of the buildings without your key card. You couldn't get in at all. Why was Michigan State so accessible? That's a problem. Huge problem. I'm not blaming Michigan State. I'm just saying there are things that can be done. I'm not blaming anybody except the criminals. You see, where I come from, we blame criminals for committing crimes. We don't blame other people because it's convenient or politically expedient. We don't do that, you see. No, we blame the criminals who commit criminal acts. There are things that can be done. We can make our school, you know, in Uvalde, Texas, the side door was propped open. If that door hadn't been propped open, would you have had that massacre in Uvalde, Texas? Don't know. Oxford, I think, had a special resource officer. Wasn't there. And then they waited how long to stop that from going on in Oxford? Same thing in Uvalde? I mean, come on. Come on. There are things we can do. But to suggest that we are indifferent because we're gun owners is absolutely appalling and will be rejected at the polls. Quick break. I'll be back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
It One second I'm having a smoke, taking in a view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.